Kenora. The Sylvia Fedorik Center hosted the 2023 Kenora Junior Curling Funspiel for curlers under 15 years of age on March 17, with nothing but positive feedback from participants as well as those who came to watching the curling. Even Kenora's most experienced curlers couldn't remember if or when there had been a previous youth bondspiel held in Kenora. According to Kellyanne Ostafee, one of the organizers, the idea for the bondspiel came out of a previous curling trip to Manitoba. After attending a funspiel in Swan River where our curlers had an excellent experience, I decided to approach the curling club and asked if we, including John Zabitniff and Craig Ostafee, could host a youth bondspiel, said Kellyanne. John and Craig took time out of their schedules to come weekly to help our youths become stronger curlers. Our youth curlers participated in school curling and also experienced a few CurlSask U15 triple spiels. The original idea was to hold a weekend bondspiel, but Ostafee said they had to adjust according to the availability of the curlers. The plan was for a two-day bondspiel, but with a number of hockey players involved, scheduling conflicts made it necessary to go to a one-day event. A total of 7 teams were entered, including 2 from Kenora, 4 based in Yorkton, and 1 Swan River foursome, playing 6 end games. It appears that, in addition to the skill of young local curlers, home ice advantage may have played a role, as both Kenora rinks made it to the A-final. Team Zabitniff got off to a quick start and cruised to victory over Team Derkach, and the A-event championship. Members of Team Zabitniff were Jordy Zabitniff, skip, Owen Ostafee, third, Jackson Pelagian, second, and Liam Trask, lead. Team Derkach included Marek Derkach, skip, Josh Prychik, third, Paisley Wolkowski, second, and Aiden Trach, lead. Team Derkach had previously received a bye into the semifinal, where they met up with Team Nagy of Yorkton. In the first end, things were looking pretty dicey for the local foursome. The Yorkton rink appeared to be off to a dominant start with 5 counters in the rings about halfway through the first end, but then a lovely hit and roll by Josh Prychik completely turned the tide and led to a steal of 1 for Team Derkach. The Kenora foursome kept the momentum going with a steal of 3 in the second end to take a 4-0 lead, and went on to victory and a spot in the A-final. Team Zabitniff had a longer road to the final, defeating a pair of Yorkton rinks on the way. Their first game was against Team Vogel of Yorkton, the eventual B-event champions. The two teams traded single points for the first 4 ends, then the Zabitniff foursome stole 1 in the 5th to apply some pressure coming home. But Yorkton skip Mara Vogel calmly drew for a single to force the extra end. In the 7th, Jordy Zabitniff and his teammates were counting 1 early in the end, and kept guarding it until the last rock to clinch the win. Vogel bounced back and won the B semifinal and then defeated the Nagy rink of Yorkton in the final. Team Vogel members, including players from Norquay, Theodore and Melville, were Mara Vogel, skip, Cassidy Barris, third, Presley Vogel, second, and Ellie Vogel, lead. To add some more fun to the competition, prizes were included. $20 went to the winning team for each game, along with $5 for each end won. Each team was allowed 2 interactions per game with a coach, which could be requested by a player or coach. After the end of the final games, a draw to the button was held for all 28 players. Prizes consisted of curling brooms, AirPods, gift baskets and gift cards. We were able to incorporate some fantastic prizes because of the help from our generous sponsors, said Kellyanne Ostafee. Ellie Vogel of Yorkton earned first place, edging out Cameron Goethe of Swan River by just a quarter of an inch. 2 other Yorkton curlers, Tyler Stewart and Mara Vogel, finished 3rd and 4th respectively. Owen Ostafee was the top Kenora shooter, earning 5th place. Kellyanne Ostafee said they were pleased with how things went overall at the bondspiel, where the young players had the opportunity to curl with and against curlers their own age. The goal was to let our youth come out and have fun while gaining more experience on the ice other than just in weekly practices. We are hoping to bring the excitement of curling back to the youth in our hometown, and we feel this funspiel accomplished that goal quite well. Players and spectators alike had nothing but good things to say about the event. From all reports, the refreshments and treats provided by Sheila Dimitruik and her crew at the canteen were outstanding. All the kids who attended had a great time, and the feedback from the kids, parents and coaches was excellent. It seemed like everyone enjoyed themselves, and we are aiming to do this Youth Bondspiel annually, concluded Ostafi.